is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With a t-shirt on. I am a supergirl, like I could save the world. Got you thinking about it.
There was one performance of Jessica Simpson on YouTube. I used to rewatch it, hit rewatch every time. She is at a thing and she's crushing it singing wise.
Yeah.
She's like going, yeah, and everyone's like, and it was right around the time her younger sister.
May she rest in peace.
Jesus Christ, ouch, to be Ashley Simpson.
Ashley Simpson in this life.
Ow.
Jesus Christ, ouch.
I feel like she should go in the Girl Cinematic Universe as like a saint, like of the past. Like, or like, yeah.
Like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I was thinking like Girl Catholicism or whatever we have in the
like
the main religion.
There has to be a great temple. There has to be a great temple of girl. Well, we have Girly Llama.
We have the Girly Llama, and we also have Girlhenge.
But that's like more
that's
ancient history.
Hathaways.
We don't know.
Yeah. Guys,
like,
if you don't know what we're talking about the Girl Cinematic Universe that's available only on Patreon, patreon.com/lapodcastpodcast, where we have built out this honestly intricate world of girl celebrities and how they interact with each other on sort of like a Game of Thrones map.
Yeah, imagine Game of Thrones, but it's all A-list celebrities.
And no dragons, but magic.
But there is a full sense of magic in this world, sci-fi even. I would say this is girl sci-fi fantasy.
Which is famously not for girls. The fact that it finally is. Just kidding, my mom was a Trekkie.
Oh, moms are always Trekkies. My mom's a Trekkie.
Yeah, I don't think what I don't think our generation understands is that Star Trek was like a sexy, cool thing. And then once it got to our generation, we were like, ew, weird space.
It's lame.
But
yeah.
All of the hot girls like Star Trek because it was sort of a sexy world.
If you look at Star Trek, even the movies that came out, I just want a fun, aesthetic, sexy future where everybody's in a tight little outfit. It's all color coded. It's like, I'm the blue. And I wear sexy blue little corset dress.
Yes. You know?
Like all these elf girls are in bodycon dresses on spaceships. Like what the hell?
I love that creative meeting in the art department where the costume designer was like, okay, I know they're aliens, but they're also hot. So why don't we make them look
cinch,
hot?
Cinch. I'm very forward. You know, we're going to have jumpsuits one day in the future, and they better be cinched.
We have jumpsuits now.
You know, like in the future, though, everyone's wearing a chrome jumpsuit?
Yeah.
Expedite. Let's get there.
Let's get there. Who who's already there? Dua Lipa. I don't know if you've caught any of her tour outfits.
No.
But they are super tight, corset, boob heavy.
Boob heavy.
Boob heavy, boob forward, tight little sparkly jumpsuits.
I like Dua Lipa, but as a person, not an artist. Does that make sense?
Well, Zach famously, I don't know if you've ever told this on the pod, the story of Dua Lipa. We should start that. This is the podcast, blah, blah, blah. You know the vibe.
This is the podcast. It's available on all platforms. Hell yeah. We do whatever we can.
We do what we can. This is the podcast. We do what we can. Tell the Dua Lipa story.
I met Dua Lipa, even hung out with her in a college dorm room.
Before she was the Dua we know, famous.
I think her name was something simpler. Okay, well, something.
No,
simpler.
Her actual name is Dua Lipa.
I don't remember. It was 2012. Okay, mm-hmm. I was in a dorm room in New York City, New York. Okay,
New York.
Big Apple vibes. I was there, freshman 18. My friend was dating a girl who was from that place. She's from
Bahrain.
Bahrain or is it Kosovo?
It's Kosovo. I'll look it up. I don't know.
It's Kosovo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because then this girl I knew, she was like, oh, my really good friend's in town. So we're at this girl's dorm room. Her friend comes in. Who is it? A girl who would one day be known as Dua Lipa on Fame.
Within Fame.
Within Fame of Halls of all the fame.
Yeah.
She was a girl. Catch this. Yeah. A regular girl.
Yeah.
And we
drank
vodka. And she told me that she moved to the United States to become famous. And at the time I was like, yeah, bitch, we all did.
Yeah. And now she's Dua Lipa and Zach does this.
Hey! So it seems like we both found our way.
That is like my big cocktail hour story. Like, it has, yeah, Zach. You know what I mean? Like, I have taken that and been like, I've never told you how Zach pwned Dua Lipa.
I wrecked her.
You wrecked her ass.
No, I was like, that's cool. Yeah, like when I met her. She's doing great. We drank vodka, cheap vodka. She's a real bitch.
Real bitch. Where is she from?
Kosovo. Well, she was born in London, England, Europe.
Same.
But her parents are, they were from Kosovo.
Here's my big question. Where that?
Where that?
Where that be?
Kosovo is...
Wait, don't tell me. Let me guess. Or is it bad if I guess?
No.
We'll see.
We'll see where I guess. we'll see where I guess and if it's bad or not. Okay. How about that? I'm going to guess it's kind of in the... It touches the Aegean Sea. Am I wrong?
Okay, hold on. I'm pulling up Google Maps.
I can't believe you just said Aegean
Sea. You are incorrect. Oh. It is landlocked.
It's landlocked?
Honey, it's landlocked.
Landlocked? Yeah. Well, Bahrain is not. You're thinking of Bahrain. Which is like sort of an island, I think.
Go ahead, tell me.
So it's landlocked. It's it's former Yugoslavia. And it's like under Serbia, above North Macedonia. It's above like two countries above Greece. I was trying to
Athens, Mykonos. I know what you mean. Yeah.
That is random. So it's like it's giving Croatia.
It's very small. Croatia's much bigger, and it's just to the right of Croatia.
But those people, all those people are so hot.
I
that area of the world, hot people.
I'm actually starting to come to the realization and the truth that Eastern European people, even Russians, some of the hottest people in the world.
Russians are known to be the hottest people in the
Russians
world.
Russians are, because it's everything's trying to get them. That's why Australians are also hot. It's like my theory is that like in Australia, all the bugs and everything are so vicious. Everything's poisonous. It's trying to get you. That's why everyone is so hot, because they're constantly adapting. You know what I mean?
Evolving.
Russia, it's the same way.
Well, the men in Russia are ugly. The women in Russia are like insane beautiful.
The men are sexy.
Really?
They're type in Russian man hot into Google.
One second.
Okay.
Maybe you're right.
I mean, you are right 100%. The
I
women.
Think Czech people are some of the hottest people. I think Thai people are really hot.
Yeah.
I think Australians. Obviously.
So this Brazilians is what came up. So the first picture is Vladimir Putin, which is very upsetting.
Well, he's not ugly. Okay. He might be evil. He might be ugly on the inside.
Can you,
okay,
type, can you type in young Putin not safe for work?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you, Gabby. Reporting live.
Just so we could see what that looks like.
Before we make our final decisions on those war things.
Yeah. On that war situation.
Before we make our final judgment
call. I do think there would be way less war. I mean, I've said this so many times. I think there would be way less war if all of our nation's leaders were hot.
Literally, hands down. I think that
there would be way more sort of like respect bouncing around and maybe like little flings, and then there's blackmail over the flings because they're like, all right, you're going to invade my country? Well, I fucked you in the ass in the broom closet in the White House.
Well, you remember senior day? Like, yes. In high school? Do you guys ever do a senior outing?
No.
Yeah, we went to Great Adventure.
So at a senior outing, you and your high school is now intermingling with other high schools.
Oh, we didn't do that.
Oh, mine did that, where we would go to, like, we went to this place called Mountain Mist. It was a huge mountain.
He always has, like, these weird
It's so crazy.
Things.
It was Mountain Mist.
Connecticut's
it was, like, this
wild.
Huge place. It was, like, a ski resort, but in the summer, it's, like, a camp. And really close to my house.
You got home way faster than everyone else.
I got home first. That was sick. But so a bunch of other high schools were there. And what you just described is like if every leader was hot, it would be like when those two popular girls, the two queen bees from two separate high schools, lock eyes and they go.
Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Like they're not going to be friends. It's very clear. Okay.
They couldn't possibly.
It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. They're different people.
It wouldn't work.
But they can look at each other and show each other respect. So if those high school girls can do it, hot world leaders can.
That's exactly how I feel.
I have to say, because I did Google hot Putin.
Oh, let's see.
Oh my God.
Not suitable for work.
In your computer.
Well, what's first of all strange is there are
I like how you said not suitable for work.
What is it?
not safe for work.
Well, you know me.
Not suitable.
Not suitable for work. So there are very few pictures of like him as anything other than the version that we see today. So this is the only one I could find where he's like relatively in his like this age, and it's not what you want.
Intel vibes.
Put a beanie on him, few shitty tattoos, throw him in Bushwick.
He's my boyfriend.
I don't know. He's fine.
He's not. Yeah, I think we would want him to be hotter.
I was hoping he would be buffer.
No, but don't you guys know the buff? There's like that's a trope. The big buff Russian guy, hot hunk.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to work at this place called Flaming Saddles, and there was all these strippers.
Who got you that job?
You did. My manager, Gabby, did. TMTM. But I was working there, and it was Flaming Saddles, cowboy-themed stripper club. All the strippers were these hunky, hot Russian guys. It was electric.
German guys are pretty hot. Hate to say it as a Jew.
German guys are hot, but I would say there's something about the way they interact with the world I don't think is hot.
There were five German guys in a show recently that I was doing, and I obviously immediately started talking to them because they were so hot.
Jesus.
And one of them was wearing a bucket hat, so I was making fun of him because he was the hottest one, so I wanted his attention. He took off the bucket hat, gave it to me. I put it on my head, and then out of his bag, he took out the same bucket hat and put it on his head.
Hey.
It was crazy.
Wait.
Yeah. And then we both wore the bucket hats the whole time.
Did you get his number?
No. You know, when you see someone, when you're eye level, I was like.
Oh, it's a different dynamic when you're on stage. I've experienced that.
Yeah, it's power. It's sensual power.
And then you see them eye to eye and you're like.
Nah.
No.
But they gave me the hat.
Oh, that's pretty sick.
So this is the podcast. Zach, what the hell is up? Do you want to serve something towards me?
Me? You know what I want to serve to you? Respect. Okay? I want to serve to you integrity. I want to serve to you honor. Loving thy neighbors, bitch. Okay? Me and my neighbors, we're close.
We're loving guys.
We're loving it. Do I covet what my neighbor half has? Every goddamn day. Do I covet my neighbor's wife? You better believe it. She's a smoke show. Okay?
Smoke show is such a good... You know what's the on the spectrum of smoke show is slam pig.
Oh, do you see that is
the spectrum is slam pig to smoke
like,
show.
Like, yeah, it's like the good side, evil, good side. Like in the worst case scenario, you're a slam pig. In the best, it's like smoke. And smoke show, I'm like, oh, it's like smoke and mirrors. It's so hot. It's an illusion.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean? That's awesome. That word does trigger me because this guy I had a huge crush on in high school once told me to my face when I was in high school that my mom was a total smoke show. And I'm mad at her now.
She is a total smoke show. And she also sent you a picture of her in a bikini. And then the next text after the bikini pic was, I need a nose job.
It was so me vibes. It was, I was like.
I screenshotted that and it's my favorites. And I look at it and laugh so constantly.
She's literally doing.
She's literally like this in a bikini.
I have to show Lizzie.
And then the next text show is, me the picture. I need a nose job. It's like, you are her exact clone.
It's literally insane. No, you need to see this, Lizzie. Look.
Zach will send me a picture of him in like with abs galore.
Oh my God. Well, first of all, she's so hot. I've she's never like the seen hottest. A picture of your mom. Shout out. She's
really?
No, I've never seen a picture.
Oh my God. She's so
she's
pretty.
Just been built up in my mind.
She's
and
like
she's
the hottest.
So hot.
Like, what the hell?
And I.
She's even doing sort of like a Vogue pose right
totally
here.
Totally disagree.
DM me, guys. I'll show you the picture. It's crazy.
She also doesn't need a nose job. Like, her nose
yeah,
is perfect.
She's so hot.
Look
it's
at
so
her.
Upsetting. Shout out.
Tracy's the hottest person alive. And with a fresh French manicure. Okay, so what else are you serving?
I am serving you. Well, what was I serving before? Like,
smoke show, white fucking
respect.
Your neighbor's
respect,
wife.
Respect, wanting to fuck my neighbor's wife. I am serving you Jell-O. You know, like in those 1950s parties when Jell-O first came out and they were throwing anything in those Jell-O molds?
Yeah.
They were like, what could we do?
A
pineapple,
shoe.
More pineapple, ham. Let's do it savory. I don't care.
They
I'm a woman stuck at home. Okay? I ain't got nothing know-how. I put ham in Jell-O. Oh, my God. I'm freaking out. I'm serving you those pills that she took, probably.
Yeah.
That everybody was taking.
Those pills. Everyone was taking so many pills, they had a little pill case on them.
That was so cool.
That was cool.
I am serving you what the 1950s thought the future was going to look like. A lot more ray guns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot more beams. Okay.
So true.
But you know what I mean? It was a lot more like...
A lot more doors that went like this.
And like... Or things that made like that... Like, you know what I mean? Like that, like... Like, it made like that...
Yeah.
And like a lot more robot maids. Why did we drop that concept as a culture?
What?
Robot maids.
We didn't drop it. Roombas. Hello.
You cannot compare Roombas to like Betty the robot.
If they gave a Roomba tits, now we're talking.
Wait, would it have more of a body, or would it just be tits on that round circle?
Tits.
It's like a new Roomba. The commercial's like Roomba,
but with jugs.
It's just the same thing.
Episode title, Roomba with Jugs. Thank you. Smart House.
No, I would say Smart House, and I don't want to know what you just said, but I'm going to slap shot it down. No.
No.
No, because what the early 2000s thought the future was going to be was very different. It was all chrome. Remember, like, what's that movie, Good Burger? Remember, it's all spacey.
Yeah.
I feel like the early 2000s, yeah, their concept of the future was chrome, shiny. Everything was like a video game. That's when the silver jumpsuit thing came into play.
Yeah.
Where the 80s, I thought the future just was always dystopian in the 80s. It was always
fucked up
and gross. Yeah. So it's interesting to see how cultures think of their own future.
I think the future looks exactly like Kim Kardashian's house.
Oh, I would say the modern day idea of the future is all post-apocalyptic. Like
but I think inside of buildings, really sort of neutral
undertones,
yeah,
everywhere, pumpkins,
shapes, just, yeah, yeah, no color, that kind of The Giver energy.
Oh yeah, The Giver. Wow, that's what.
Do you remember when you were a kid reading The Giver, and then you realized the whole time no one saw color?
That shit rocked my socks off. Guys, I implore you to get on that summer reading list.
Read The Giver. I remember reading that and being like, okay.
Yeah.
This is literature.
Oh, the governments. Oh, governments seek to oppress. Oh.
I'm covered in chains.
Oh, authoritarianism.
Of course.
Oh, individuality seeks freedom. I don't know what I said there. But it was profound.
Individuality does seek freedom.
It does.
That being said, I really think I would thrive in sort of a Dune situation.
I'm currently reading Dune, the book.
Oh, well, I watched the movie four times. Four times. I loved it so much. And I'm really excited for the second one.
I actually really, really like the Dune world, because in the Dune world, there's no computers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because there was a, like that, it's in the far, far future. So, like, the AI, the big revolt already happened. It was, like, a 1,000-year-long war. So now they all, like, are disgusted by the idea. And so they have, like, a religion, and it's, like, do not make a machine that reflects a man's mind. So instead, they have, like, people who are raised from birth who are, like, plugged in, who take these crazy drugs, and they are the computers.
That's awesome.
And then they like focus, and there's this whole big league of warrior women, okay?
Yeah.
Because they're like, fuck it. We're not using computers anymore. So we're going to focus on how to make our women's body, our female bodies, weapons, okay?
Yeah.
Hell
and
yeah.
And they always have been, but not quite so sharp as they could be.
They're called the Bene Gesserits.
Oh.
Okay? And they're crazy. They have superpowers. Well,
is that the mom in Dune who can control people's minds?
Yeah, she has the voice, which is a trained thing that the Bennett gets.
And then she taught one guy the voice, fucking asshole.
And then you're not supposed to teach guys the voice.
You're not supposed to teach guys the voice. And she teaches Timothy Chalamet the voice. And now Kylie Jenner knows the voice. And now everyone's going to know the voice.
Oh, so
that's going right on TikTok. That's going right. TikTok tutorial doing the voice.
Five easy hacks to do the voice.
Sponsored by Kylie Cosmetics. In my new lip. That's what's going to happen.
Do you think she's going to do like a Dune collab, like lip kit box? You That'd know how iconic. She does those things?
That girl. I'm
Me
surprised.
Me and Timmy did a collab.
It's like sandstone.
I'm surprised that her body.
The spice, it's blue. Yeah. Blue mascara.
She is just like such a voluptuous woman, yeah. Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm surprised he doesn't like sink, like get absorbed in.
Like literally like get smothered by her tits.
There is so nothing sexual about that man to me. Boy, he looks like he's 16.
I didn't get it at all until I watched Dune. And now I only get it in the world of Dune. And a little bit in the French Dispatch, I was like, okay.
Call Me By Your Name.
I saw it in Call Me By Your Name.
He's
Not
hot
for me. I was just like, oh, I can see how he could have sex with people.
He's hot in context yes. of a film.
Yeah. In he's real life, you're like, that's a swarmy little NYU freshman.
I saw
yeah.
him in real life around NYU, nonetheless.
Nonetheless.
And I was like, ugh. Oh, it's Timothée Chalamet. Ugh. I was like, yeah, yeah. It was like nine. It was like the nine layers of grief.
That being said, grief. Anger. Being said, I saw Sam Smith in person, who you would never think is hot. No offense. And I saw him in person. I actually almost famously hit him with my car.
I was about to say, tell the truth.
I almost hit him with my car. And I've, to be fair, I've almost hit a lot of people with my car, but never a celebrity. And he is hot, tall. He's like 6'5". He's like stocky, but in a hot way. And I was very impressed with him visually. And I know you're going to try to deny it, but you have to see him in person. Didn't you date his ex?
What the hell? What? What?
Dua Lipa?
Sam Smith?
Didn't you fuck Sam Smith's ex? Was that you?
No.
Who was that?
Who was that?
Who was
don't
that?
Know. Don't look at me.
Was it you?
No, it was a gay guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know another gay guy?
Are you sure that wasn't you?
I mean, I've had sex with a lot of guys.
Oh, my God. Should we get into the top? Oh, wait. I didn't do What Are You Serving?
Well, I'm not done, and I have one more.
Oh.
I'm serving you a clamshell. When you open up that clamshell, you know what's in the inside?
What?
A little cream.
Cream?
Like a cream.
Like moisturizer?
Like moisturizer cream.
I want cum, so good thing you clarified.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a clamshell. I meant like a compact. It just like is a styled like
I
a clamshell.
I pictured like a cummy little clam.
Redacting the cummy clam, okay? It's not.
Episode title, cummy clam.
Stop saying cummy clam.
It's moisturizer.
Okay.
Okay. And when you put it on your face, it makes you as beautiful as you are on the inside. So
I won't be trying that moisturizer.
So do not pick that shit up, Gabby. Do not touch that shit.
No, thank you. Yeah. No.
Baldy you.
Baldy me. Hey, guys. I'm serving you a 2003 makeup tutorial on YouTube.
Yo.
I'm serving you screwing open a jar of Maybelline mousse. And yeah, I'm not talking about a hair product. I'm talking about foundation.
Mm.
You are unscrewing a clay-like mousse orange sort of substance, and you are smearing that on your face so that you look one level, you know? Like all of your face is one level. It all comes up to your nose and your nose goes back. There's no dimension. There's nothing.
A neutral mask.
There's a neutral mask to handle what life throws at you. And then you're going to go ahead and you're going to do nothing to your eyebrows. They're going to look moussed up, gunky.
Crusty.
Crusty. You're not even going to brush them through. Okay?
Who is this girl? Psychotic?
Then you're going to take sort of a black Sharpie and you're going to outline your eye thick. You're going to outline your eye thick. But not in any kind of cat eye way. It's going to be round as all hell. So you look like a pile of mud with two ant holes in it. And then you're going to put on 30 pounds of mascara. And then you're going to put on the whitest lip, which we used to call cum lips. You're going to put on white NARS lip gloss. And then you're going to walk out as the most beautiful woman in 2003. Don't forget to straighten your bangs. But your hair is curly.
Oh, no.
Your hair is curly, but straight bangs.
Who thought?
And then you're going to wear sort of like a neon green etnies look with a zip up like Etnies sweatshirt with the really big hood that zips all the way up.
Yeah. Oh,
and then
my
a tight,
God.
Tight, high water, light wash jeans, so low rise that your pussy lips are screaming. They're out. And then you're gonna wear some sort of puffy moon shoe. No jewelry, of course not.
All the way zip up hoodie is such a mood.
A mood. Yeah. So when you zip it all the way up and you zip it back down, it's covered in your mud mousse, baby. And then you're gonna walk outside as a model. I am serving you the feeling of going home in high school after a party and your mom like hid the key under the turtle in the lawn. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's under some sort of like rock structure and you're like, oh, she need to find the turtle, and you can't find the turtle. So you have to like sit on the front lawn for a little bit just to like really regain strength.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think contemplate.
Yes. And then you go to sleep with all your matte mousse on.
Oh my God.
I'm serving you that. I'm serving you childhood. I guess is what I'm saying. I'm serving you a beautiful childhood. I'm serving you watching Twilight for the first time on your Dell laptop on the carpeted floor of your bedroom and finally getting it. Finally
and that scene
getting
when they kiss and then he like has to jump back and you're like,
that'll be my thing. Oh, ding, 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 ding. There, that'll be my
I
thing.
I really do think that Twilight, no one like...
Ruined a generation of women.
It ruined a generation of women. And I'm sorry to say that. It ruined, words on screen,
yeah.
Ruined a generation of women.
No wonder I love emotionally unavailable, dangerous criminal guys.
Yeah, criminal.
No fucking wonder.
And then like the
who
nice
like
guy
cry.
Who has like a family who's really sweet and they all seem really
and
nice.
And a culture.
And
like,
a culture. And he's like down to love you forever and fight for you. And you manipulate him. To do
hard labor
that book,
on a motorcycle.
That book taught girls to do that.
Yeah.
Like to go hang out with that guy to get over your ex. And the second your ex comes back, you drop him. And you make it seem like it was never going to be a question.
Yeah, you make him feel crazy. You're like, it was all in your head. And I'll kiss you because I feel bad. That is what Twilight taught us.
I'll kiss you because, like, Jacob, I feel bad.
I feel bad for you because you're so obsessed with me. So, yeah, I'll kiss you, but just don't tell anyone. Okay, me in the past, present, future.
And then she made him, like, her. Then she made her ex, Edward, come, who's back in the picture, who hates him. She made them hang out with each other.
Yeah.
She was like, no. She's like, he's still my best friend. Like, fuck this bitch. That's crazy.
That's so true.
Like, there's no reason they had to hang out.
There's no reason he had to continue being in the story. But she's like, what? My two exes can't hang out? But I love you both.
But Jacob, I love you though. Like, saying that word.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, no, but I love you. And he's like,
girl,
I'm fucking going crazy.
Give me a clear answer here.
Before we do the entire plot of Twilight,
and
we
they
have
never
to move on.
Gave him a girlfriend.
After Zach's done.
Yeah, they did. He fucks a child.
Oh, the baby. Yeah.
He imprints on a...
Don't
after,
you hate how that happens also in real life? Yeah.
Don't you hate that on the fourth Twilight they made Jacob a pedophile? Oh, J'adore Dior.
Oh, J'adore Dior.
Okay, I think we have to get to our topic at hand because it rocks ass.
It's time.
And you got a hint of it
you
at
did?
The beginning of the episode.
Yeah, you guys teased it.
Because our big topic on this episode is Jessica Simpson's comeback.
Jessica Simpson's comeback.
So you know Jessica Simpson from her hit song, Nothing But a T-Shirt On.
What's
so
another
beautiful.
One of her songs?
What's another one?
I'll Google it.
We don't even know. I don't even know where she... What, like, she was a singer.
These boots are made for walking. And that's just what... She did a great cover of that. She was Daisy Duke in Dukes of Hazzard. Iconic.
I kind of know her more as just like a public figure rather than like a specific.
Well, she's one
of
the earliest reality stars in Newlyweds.
Oh, hell yeah.
She has her hit shoe line called Jessica Simpson Shoes.
Jessica Simpson Shoes, anybody?
Suck my dick, Steve Madden. Jessica's in town.
I'll take Jessica Simpson Shoes, please.
They are the most uncomfortable and high heels you could imagine. Every one of her heels is literally 6 inches tall, no less.
I love that. I love the girls do that for no reason.
She's a little girl, and she of course is the older sister of Ashley Simpson. May she rest in peace. What's another song she sings?
Irresistible.
Irresistible.
I don't remember how it goes.
Play it.
Okay, hold on.
Can we do this copy for you? You can only play 30 seconds.
Okay, I'll only play 30 seconds after.
Or maybe even less if you want to.
Yeah, don't play 30 seconds.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Let's see.
What a girl. Miss these like talk miss, yeah. Like the slam poems, yeah. I remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, it's been 30 seconds.
Okay, that is really back in the era where that voice, like,
yeah,
it was also like you. When you look at Jessica Simpson, you do think country, but she was never country. But she's just so.
This is her in the
Southern.
Music video. I've put it on mute, so it doesn't keep playing.
She, I think she's one of the hottest women.
I think
all
she's
time.
Really hot.
Even
yeah.
As a child, I thought she was really beautiful.
When she was a child, or you were a child?
When I was a child. When I was a child.
And she is also one of the biggest celebrities who has been consistently fat shamed. In open air, you know, Britney didn't really get this. Christina got it maybe in later in her career. But Jessica Simpson
was getting wrecked.
Got so consistently wrecked for her weight. It's like, remember when she wore the high-waisted blue jeans with the cheetah print belt with the black tank top?
Yeah.
And people were like, what an obese whore.
Cow. Like they were, I was like,
she's like literally a size 6. Like, and they were
that
like,
was
she's
right,
cow.
That was at the peak. I feel bad. Maybe we've said this before, but all of the pop stars who were like 20 in 2000, like
they were
now,
tormented.
When they, all of them are having interviews or having like huge expose documentaries.
Yeah,
and it's
they're like, yikes, remember when you guys did that to me?
Pam, you guys are so cool now.
The only person like, who made Pam. It through fully, Pam. The only person who made it through fully well, Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff. Hayden Panettiere.
No, she's like,
no, she's really struggling.
She's crazy?
She's crazy.
Yeah, she got like a pill addiction or something.
She also has these like this weird fried haircut right now. I don't know if you're clocking into that.
Oh. Yeah, Hayden's
not
has
well.
Struggled.
Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore's done well.
Mandy Moore.
Doing
she really
well.
Came back and with This Is Us.
I think she took a break. I think what we're seeing, Mandy Moore and Hillary Duff both said, hold on a second.
I'm going to go start a family. Melissa Joan Hart.
That's so random.
But honestly fits.
It's true. But I don't think she really got anything. People were like, her, okay?
Sabrina,
okay.
That show, I think, is one of the biggest shows in the American culture.
Truly.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the sitcom. Fuck.
But that was
rocked.
90s. That wasn't early 2000s.
You got me there.
That was like Charmed era. But I think that the reason no one tormented her is because she nabbed Freddie Prinze Jr. And everyone was like.
Who?
No, you're thinking of Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh,
who played? Who's Buffy. Who also so hot.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Was
that was such
awesome.
A great. That is a. You should watch Buffy.
No, I have.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Oh, I've watched so much Buffy.
Okay. Literally. Also,
I
like,
just. I got the. I, their two faces are the same face. Sarah Jessica Parker. Where am I?
Hello.
Where am I?
I just think all of those. I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
It's so
also
good.
That like a badass chick who's just killing all these guys.
That was awesome. Okay. My like butch mom loved to make me watch that. And Angel.
So good.
They.
And then
I'm
he
sorry.
Was in
There's
Bones.
A bookshelf right here. You know the bookshelf is canon in the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
We always mention it. I just spotted a new book title on it.
What is
this
it?
This is my roommate's books. It says The Science of Orgasm.
Where is it? Is it close
it's
to the
up
rape
at the
book?
Top. It's yeah, the how to. It's to the top. You see the second ring? It's that red lighting.
Oh.
The Science of Orgasm. Mm. Of course a straight guy has that.
He's like, all right, okay. Let me just try to read a book about it. He's like, well, I finished the novel Rape. I might as well move on to the next obvious book. Now that I've got that covered.
Out of the way. Yeah.
Yes.
Or he probably started reading that halfway through and was like, this is too hard. And then he got the other book.
I don't get it. Rape. Let's go back to something
Rape
I really
dummies.
Know. Rape for Dummies. Yes. Jessica Simpson. So what? She was married to Nick Lachey. And you know what I love
is
right
now?
Is he
hot still?
No, have you not? Do you not watch like
he's like a Netflix
Love is Blind?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Him and Vanessa Lachey are like the Mr. and Mrs. President of Love Reality television series on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he has like very Botoxed look face.
You know when like a white guy sort of starts to like melt in a certain way?
Yeah.
Melt
but it's up. Like frozen because of plastic surgery.
Melt like around. Like it's not, it just looks off. Like it's Scott like Disick is really melting in a big way.
I think
it looks, they look claymation at a certain point.
Well, I just think in men, when they get older at that age, you need to have some lines and it actually would make you hotter. They're,
yes.
They're trying to go for like youth skin, which
that's
is not
for
worked.
Boys. It looks good. When men age, it looks good.
Like when it's like
when women age, it looks disgusting.
And it's an industry. But no, you know, when men have, like, those hard lines when they're, like, 50, you're
awesome.
Like, you're like, yo, hot guy dad. Hot guy dad vibes.
Exactly. But Nick Lachey looks bad. Jessica Simpson looks amazing. She is married to something Wetzel, whose cousin went to high school with me, and he would go have... I almost said sex. He would go do Christmas at Jessica Simpson's house.
Sex.
He would do sex and Christmas.
We all know Christmas is sex.
Christmas is sex for the heart. He would go do Christmas at Jessica Simpson's house, and then we'd all sit around in the classrooms and say, what was it like? And he was like, it was cool.
It was cool as hell.
It was cool.
Ashley,
she's like really
there?
Nice. Yeah.
I bet Jessica Simpson is the nicest girl in the world.
Well, the internet is realizing, Newlyweds was the best show ever. The internet is realizing that Nick Lachey was a toxic asshole on that show, and Jessica Simpson's amazing.
Well, she was being so fun and friendly.
She's so funny.
Like, she is like, you realize that she's just riffing.
Yeah.
Like, when she's like, is this chicken
time.
Or is this like fish? Like
that is an iconic line.
And, but the, you know, those back in the day, VH1, they were like, she's the dumbest bitch in the world.
Yeah. She's a walking CNN, fucking sex doll.
CNN was like, breaking news, Jessica Simpson, dumbest bitch in the
dumbest
world
bitch?
Award.
I bet in a couple years she'll get fat.
Back to you, Don Lemon. Like they on straight up on CNN, they were saying that shit.
They were horrible to her. I think this is before the Kardashians. She was like the original funny girl on reality TV.
It was the Wild West of reality shows. That's why all these girls got so tormented, I think, by because it was like, I think maybe back then the U.S. was taking like British paparazzi energy vibes.
Yeah.
That kind of ended, I think, here. Ours is a little weirder. Or I don't know.
It ended, I would say, when we were teenagers. Or no, not even. It ended in like in our 20s when we all realized that happened. Short of Me Too really ended it.
And it was when you were like, oh, we destroyed them. But I think Jessica Simpson could be on this podcast right now. She'd say yes.
She would say yes.
So guys, please DM her. Tell her about this podcast.
Guys, literally flood her DMs
flood
with the podcast.
Flood her DMs with podcast stuff. I want this woman on this podcast, and I want to talk about...
She'd be so fun.
We would talk about nothing about our career. We would just be like, googly shoes with googly eyes. What do you think about that, Jessica?
What do you think? Should we do it?
She's like,
collab!
We're doing! collab. She's like, I'm serving it. Like,
I'm serving you sparkle boots. Sparkle boots, no pants.
Sparkle boots,
pussy
no...
Pussy fully out.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Be a picture. Pussy.
She did this bustle article.
Her body looks amazing.
She is claiming to not be on Ozempic. She has.
Just on Ozempic.
Hey, she is. Even though she does post, I've been following her for a really long time. Like, I'm obsessed with her Instagram because she wears so much makeup and so many hair extensions and so many jewels. And she has 30 accessories. You know those older blonde women who have like a headband with a bow on it? And you're like, why did you all start doing that?
And you got to be careful because one day that will just be you. She looks so
amazing.
Good. Her face hasn't changed at all.
Well, that's drugs,
baby. That's drugs, baby.
That's juice.
But you got to be careful, you know, as a blonde woman, like you're going to one day be 48 and then all of a sudden you're going to be having like a lot more necklaces, a lot
and
more
bows.
Drapey skirts that are like
Mumus.
Like a Stevie Wonder or not Stevie. Stevie Nicks.
You better be careful because when you're an older blonde woman, you're going to go blind. I'd be really good at piano.
No, you're gonna be like Stevie Nicks. They all turn into that old blonde.
Yeah, like
women.
Drapey. My mom is really Stevie Nicks energy, big hat.
Although
drapey,
I can't
kind of
tell my mom. Well, my mom has a different complexion. You know what I mean?
Your mom's
she's
Mediterranean.
Like, she's turning like more like
glam.
Glam, but like minimalist Italiano. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Literally, fuck yeah.
Minimalist Italiano.
Minimalist. Do you think she should come on the trip this weekend?
Yes.
Tell her drive down. Jessica Simpson. What are we missing?
First off, back on Ozempic. I just read this thing.
I want to do it, by the way.
No, you don't. I just read this thing. It does make people lose weight, but they found that a lot of the weight is from, everybody, say it with me, their bones. Okay.
I don't love it. To begin with.
You have no bone to spare, girl. Okay.
It's from their bones? How?
They found that it makes you lose a lot of weight as well. As in your bones. So you're losing muscle, fat, and bone mass. So
yikes. I also heard that it makes your muscles in your face droop.
Makes sense. You were losing mass.
But nothing a little snip snip can't fix.
A little snip snip, yoink yoink, inner strings, surgical strings, lifting that face up. Yeah.
Pull tighter.
Me and Gabby are gonna be so fun when we're old.
I'm gonna be so juiced the fuck up. I'm gonna be like Joan Rivers juiced. Do you know what I mean? Like that look, I love it.
You're just gonna
literally not even a human anymore.
No, yeah. Like one of those aliens from Alien vs. Predator. Sweating, black silver teeth. There's someone there.
I'm gonna get so much Botox, I'm gonna look like the Predator.
It's like a younger person being like, that's gonna be even all the younger men.
I can't wait.
And I'm gonna be such an annoying fucking old gay guy to busboys. I'm just so nervous.
You're gonna be grabbing asses, yanking cocks all over.
I'm so chatty
over the
with
Chili's map.
I'm so chatty with service staff at this, and I'm at 29, and it's already pushing it. You know what I mean?
Zach sometimes is so annoying to Uber drivers.
I'm not so annoying. Sorry, I want to brighten their day.
You're annoying them. Literally, he'll get in an Uber driver, like a 45-year-old dad, and he'll be like, hey, buddy, so what do you like? What do you do? Well, this is crazy. So the city, there's so much happening
there's
in the city.
Happening. Do you love life while you live it?
Yeah. At one time, we were in an Uber, and Savannah just leaned forward and said, stop talking.
Stop talking.
Stop talking.
Sorry. But so it's just gonna get a lot worse when I can't sell it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. When it's not all about your body.
I know.
You're gonna look amazing forever. I take that back immediately.
I know, but one day it's gonna be over, and I have to recognize that.
The only reason I want to make money in this life is so I can start getting things sucked out,
sucked in,
tightened
snipped.
Up, big, big boobs, big face, so insane, face so insane.
I'm actually gonna say something inspiring.
Hair. What?
I'm about to say something inspiring. I feel it. Oh my God. Everybody, I'm freaking out. Girls.
Yeah.
Everyone listen to me. This is real time advice now. Zach's done fucking around.
Oh shit.
I was in the gym the other day and I was looking at myself in the mirror and I was kind of doing that face. We all have a face in the mirror that we do. Everyone's a sort of a pouty. Like, you know what I mean?
Everyone's face is, my face is insane.
Yours is like a fucking sex doll. Yours is
like. I'm literally like this. Wait, I'll actually genuinely do it. No, it's like this, right? Is that, am I doing it?
No, it's lips out more and mouth open. It's this, and then mine is sort of like, I'm like,
no, yours is like this.
Let me check how I look. No.
I look good. Let me look how I look.
So I was in the gym the other day, and I was looking at myself kind of doing a thing, and I had my shirt off. I just worked out. I'm checking progress.
Yeah.
A guy, an attendant who works at the gym, goes, you're looking at yourself a lot, like blah, blah, blah. Like he roasted me a little bit for looking at myself in the mirror.
Yeah.
And I could have laughed. I could have been like, yeah, lol. I said, hey, we're all going to die someday.
You said that.
And it's all gonna be gone.
And until I die, I'd like to speak to your manager.
Yeah. Well, we're all gonna die someday, so I'm gonna ogle my own body and love it while I have it.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna be an old guy one day, sitting in a retirement home, lush. Okay.
Gorgeous in Boca Raton.
And you know what I'm gonna do in my old age when my body's all rickety? It's all snapped and snithered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You're in it. You're still in. Snapped and snithered. Okay. I'm going to be able to smile, look back, and be like, oh, that body.
Oh, I didn't even understand the body I had.
But if I live my whole life right now being like, oh, I can't look at myself in the mirror or enjoy my youth while I got it.
Sorry.
I'll be an 89-year-old loser sitting in Boca Raton being like, why didn't I love life while I lived it, love?
Exactly right. Yeah. That's what my mom is. My mom and my mom's generation, they're all really like, remember, this is the best time of your life.
Now.
Remember, your body will never look this way again. They're like, wear no clothes. Literally wear no clothes.
Do show it.
I went shopping with my mom on vacation and she was making me try on the sluttiest outfits I've ever. And she's like, it looks amazing. You're never going to have that body again.
Do it now.
It looks amazing. Literally grabbing store clerks by their hair like, doesn't it look amazing?
Yes. Yeah.
Literally women are like, body.
But that's good.
Like, you can see my nipples. You can see my vag and asshole from the front. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's the outfits. She's like, you could wear this. You could wear this out. Like, to an event. I go, you could see my entire areola.
You can wear this when you do stand up.
When you do your bits.
So, that's just my message to girls everywhere. Do not let losers shame you into thinking that you love your body or into not loving your body. Love your body. You're going to be an old bitch someday.
It's so true. I look at myself in the mirror so much. And also my family always used to be like, wow, you could find your reflection in a spoon. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm loving it.
Sorry, you and me are the same.
I'm sorry. I know.
My family is like, oh, Zach, you could always find a mirror.
Okay. That's the line you say to your hot sibling. I'm sorry.
It is.
I'm sorry. I walk past a mirror when I'm not going to check out my look.
That is.
I'm not stupid.
That's the family acknowledgement that you're the hot one.
Yes. Yeah, so true.
And they don't
want it. Wow, that turned around a lot of trauma for me by saying that. Yeah.
It is. It's like, they're like, fuck, you're the hot one. Obviously, you're looking. Obviously.
Obviously, you're looking. Because what's not to love?
Because you're clearly not. Oh!
Get it, Aunt Carol. Fuck you.
Dude, you're a bitch.
Okay.
On that note, it's time to wrap.
That's crazy.
It is? But I'm having such a good time.
I know.
There's so much more to say about Jessica Simpson ultimately, and we'll be carrying that into the Patreon because we have a very specific spot for her in the Girl Cinematic Universe. If you know, you know. It's literally her in the intro visual for the Girl
so
Cinematic
funny.
Universe is the funniest thing of all time.
It's the funniest placement.
It's the funniest thing of all time. So we're going over to the Patreon to kind of get more into Jessica's role in the Girl Cinematic Universe, and you're gonna want to be a part of it. Go wins.
And I just want you, but before that, I want you guys to know that the Patreon, the Girl Cinematic Universe, we say shit we can't say here. So like, if you want to get down and dirty, be toxic unabashed, I would
You think this is not toxic enough.
It is. It's toxic.
It's pretty bad. It gets so much worse over there.
We are doing so much less shadow work behind that paywall, okay? We're putting that shit on layaway. Okay, wings. Okay?
Wings.
First off, Gabby.
Yep.
I love you. I love you. I love you, and I almost wish someone would so I could kill them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, you're so lovely and everybody loves you, but I wish someone would. And I wish I could be like, well, say that again. You know what
I've
mean?
I've seen you do that
and
for
I want to do that. What I want in this life is for you and me to have a vineyard.
Whoa.
I want us to do it.
Like Brad and Angelina.
Like Brad and Angelina. I think that when we have children and a family and we have our partners as well who are there as well.
Shout out
to you guys. You're doing great.
You're doing good.
You're doing great. Yeah.
Really good stuff.
But me and Gabby are going to Kosovo with our friend Dua.
Bye. Take care of the kids.
I want you to know that I could be at a Hollywood celebrity backyard party, like a backyard barbecue, but it's all A-list celebrities. The only person I want to talk to is you.
I feel the same exact way.
Like, I would be, you and me would be riffing so hard and loving each other, loving each other's light so much that other celebrities would like be like, trying to get in the ring.
What are you guys doing? Honestly,
Like Andrew Garfield, and we're like,
Andrew, Spider-Man was. You were.
Okay, he likes you. Okay, he wants you. Oh my
literally,
God, like,
okay, you're obsessed. Andrew,
please. He's like,
you're stalking me. Yeah. I think that will happen, first of all. Any party Zach and I have ever gone to, we do not move from one spot and people rotate in and out because we're doing bits and then people get mad that we're not giving anyone else attention.
Yeah. I mean, we let people talk, but are we listening?
I don't even think we let people talk.
But Gabby, nonetheless, if there was an award ceremony for best girl, I would nuclear bomb that venue because they even questioned it wasn't you every year.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
That's really nice.
The fact that they even had the gall to be like, it could be anyone. Boom. Explode. I'd go to jail.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like an international criminal. And I'd go, and I'd do it again. Because I love you.
I love you too. If you don't mind, I'd like to.
Please.
Give you wings.
Please.
Zach, if there was sort of like a prison yard of all of the gay men, you're locked up because of what you do. Because of what you are. If finally we locked up all the gay guys because of who they are, you would be the hottest, coolest one in there. You'd be the one that everyone was buying cigarettes for. Everyone was giving little treats, little, you know, shanks that they made. Like, people would be like, making it cute. Carl, Jesus.
Put this in the pile. To my assistant.
Put this in the pile. It was like the twinkest of twinks.
Another shank.
I don't need this many. You would be like the head honcho for sure. All of the lunch ladies would give you way more gruel.
Thank you.
You would have your own cell that was like kind of decorated because even all the security guards like loved
Zach. You. He's like leaning on the cell.
Hey Zach.
Hey, did you get my thing?
Hey, I left you a little gift under your book. Aw.
Thank you.
The novel Rape. Thank you.
Thank you.
Elton John's biography. Thank you.
They have like a crush on me and I'm not giving them the time of day, which is making the guards go even more crazy for me.
Yeah. Hey, we got you a Japanese separation screen so you could poop in peace.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks. I'm trying to nap, so.
I'm ready to drop everything and take you with me. Let's go. And I'm like, oh my God, Officer Derek, you and me, it wouldn't work. I break up with him. He's offering to get me out of prison.
I'd rather stay in this maximum security prison than even spend 6 weeks with you.
You and me? Now that's a guess.
You're like, me and...
No, that's a gas.
No, that's a gas. With a champagne flute. They gift your like water cup in jail as a champagne flute.
Hell yeah.
Cheers, 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 cheers. Prost. That's how I feel about you.
I love you.
I love you.
I think you rock.
I think you rock ass.
Hell yeah. I love that I was like, you deserve an award. And you're like, you should go to jail. But you'd be cool in jail.
But you'd kill it. And Lizzie, finally.
Yes.
If any, that
talk about jail. Get your ass to a nunnery, bitch.
Get thy ass to a nunnery. Pregnant before you're married.
Alarming.
Just
that's
say,
very alarming.
I'm not pregnant for those who are joining us for the first time.
This being said, Lizzie.
She has a fiance. Same thing.
Same thing. That's pregnant.
You're right.
Lizzie, you know how a lot of jails are like privately owned?
Of course.
I see you as a businesswoman who bought her first jail and is like, I'm going to make this a chain. Lizzie's jails. And
sure.
They're luxury jails. Like you think so far out of the box that like people are like, all right, I'll go to Lizzie's jail.
Sure.
Oh, sorry, I stole. I guess you'll have to lock me up in Lizzie's jail.
Lizzie's jail now.
Like people are like trying to get in there.
Well, you know how there's also like in a Target, there's a Sephora.
And it's First of all, it's never a Sephora. You're way off base.
What is it?
In a TJ Maxx, it's a Sephora.
Okay.
And in, don't get mad at me. I'm
no,
just telling you the truth.
No, you are mad at me.
And in Target.
I clearly triggered something.
In Target, it's a Starbucks.
Yes, it's like that.
Yeah.
But you would have a Boston Market. So it would be like you and Boston Market.
I love Boston Market.
So it's like
you can get a whole chicken.
You get a whole rotisserie chicken when you visit your loved ones who are incarcerated.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And some collard greens.
Lizzie, I personally think you should be the one making the hard decisions. I think I want you in the Oval Office. I want you in the Octagon. Oh, wait, that's fighting. I would have
you
in the Octagon.
Honestly, I'll fight.
I want you to fight someone.
Okay.
And I want to cheer for you.
Yeah. I want to put you on a shirt with an American flag behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Merch.
Oh, that's really good merch.
I honestly
write that down for merch.
Really believe you could be a congresswoman.
Yeah.
For
like,
sure.
Have you ever thought about that once you have a family?
I don't want to.
Yeah, but like,
so
what if you like move to a smaller town where it's less trouble?
And you're the mayor.
and it's a mayor.
I would be interested in a mayor if there was like a house, you know, like a governor's mansion type of house.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in the
that.
Real estate.
I also see you as like headmistress. I know you'd have to go back to school for teaching or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think we could skip that. I think we could use fame and celebrity to skip that for you.
Yeah.
People do all the time. I really think you should be mayor of a city.
I'll work on being mayor.
You're
mayor.
I'm the mayor.
You're mayor. And
you're mayor.
Do we have any surrogates?
We do. We have a surrogate of the week. So
that's insane, by the way.
What?
Sometimes I like hear it. I'm like, we have a surrogate
of
the week.
Surrogate of the week. So our surrogate of the week this week is Amalia Moscovich.
Amalia.
And they made what I thought was one of the greatest comments on YouTube that we've gotten, because normally the YouTube comments are mean, but get a load of this.
They're mean.
This is what Amalia said.
Don't be mean.
I am a licensed esthetician, and as soon as Zach started talking about skincare, I was like, yes. Get his face skin right. Retinols, peptides, and vitamin C for anti-aging and brightening sunscreen for protection and preventing sunspots and photoaging. A good cleanser, no bar soap ever. That was in all caps. Seriously, a lightweight moisturizer for AM PM use and or a richer moisturizer at night. Smiley face. I hope this helps Zach's face skin. Heart. I love you guys.
Amalia.
Thank you, Amalia.
Oh,
thank
my God.
You. I'm finally, a girl is on my side for once.
I'm printing that into a PDF and saving it.
You're so sweet.
Thank you, Amalia. You're so sweet. I need all the help I can get.
Honestly.
I can never tell if Gabby's just riffing or not.
I'm always riffing, but I'm always telling the truth.
Comedy is the truth.
Comedy
Wake
is the truth.
To that serious fact.
That is a really good point Amalia has, is that vitamin C combined with sunscreen is both brightening and double sun protection, we've learned. It makes vitamin C makes your sunscreen stronger. Right, Amalia? She said yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I got to get a vitamin C screen.
I don't even have a vitamin C thing.
Sunscreen.
And I just learned that. And I'm like,
I got to get sunscreen. I got to get a vitamin C cream. So, guys. Amalia, thank you. I love you. Thank you for carrying our child. That child's going to have gorgeous skin.
That's so true. Glowing skin.
Girls, guys, men and women, everyone in the world who's listening to us right now, catch your ass. Catch your ass inside of the Patreon. Get your ass in the Patreon.
Get your ass in the Patreon. And before you do that, follow us on YouTube. Follow us on TikTok. Follow us on Instagram, the podcast. Your Patreon's the podcast. Patreon.com.
The podcast.
Follow me, Gabby is Brian. Follow Zach, Quack Wacko. Follow Lizzie the Rock Stewart with underscores. Get in the mix. Leave comments. Share clips. Get your friends over here.
Get your friends in the mix. And guys, if you are in Edinburgh or going to the Fringe Fest, Gabby, Brian, and me, Zach Senor, and along with our other friends, Steph Daggs, Jenny Gorlick, okay, huge girls in the industry.
Yeah.
Okay, we are having a stand-up showcase show called Wet Hot American Stand-Ups coming to Fringe Fest.
Mm-hmm.
If you like this vibe, we're going to be on stage together.
We'll be on stage doing that. I'm also doing my two-person comedy play with Jenny Gorlick called Billy in the Situation, where we play Mike the Situation and Billy McFarlane. And that'll be during the day in Edinburgh as well. And we also will be doing a live pod. So stay tuned about more info.
There is stuff in the mix.
There's stuff in the mix. Love you, love you. See you on the Patreon. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.